Hi, so this is Josh with the Dare to Believe podcast. We're here at the pop-up coffee shop Saturday morning. And we've got Judy came with a dream. So do you want to share that dream with us?
Yes. I had a dream. I'm in my house, but I'm on the deck standing, and the house is on a corner. And so I see Trump walk in front of the house, and then he makes a right turn in front of me, coming past the deck that I am. And then he goes up to the next corner and takes a right again. And what he is walking, and he's wearing a white shirt that's buttoned open, sleeves are rolled up, and he seems very happy, and he's talking to me, but I can't hear him because he's too far away. Then the next scene is Trump is coming past the house, but he's on a bicycle. He makes a right turn again. He talks to me again. He seems happy. And then he goes up to the corner and makes another right. And then the next scene is he comes by a third time. This time he's in a convertible. And he's got his suit jacket on. And his shirt is buttoned. He's got his tie on, his famous red hat. And he makes a right at the corner, and he's talking to me, and I still can't hear him. Then he goes up to the next corner and makes a right. And that's the dream.
Great. Thank you. So tell us, what would you title this dream?
Trump's 3 years.
Okay. And what was your sense or feeling in the dream? How did you feel as the dream was going on?
Well, I was glad that Trump was happy each time, that he seemed to be enjoying his journey and that he wasn't stressed.
Yeah. Yeah. And what were the colors that stood out to you in the dream?
Well, of course, his red tie and his red hat and the black convertible.
Yeah. Was it? Yeah. Cool. So I think one of the things that's very clear, very obvious as you share the dream is that you are called to intercede and pray for Trump. And even the fact that he was communicating to you is like, you know, even though you couldn't understand what he was saying in the dream, is that there are things that God is highlighting to you, specific ways to pray for him. So
that's good.
Yeah. And you said you do. You do pray for him.
Yes.
A lot, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Another thing that comes through pretty clear is you're seeing this progression of his development, you know, over his first 3 years. You're seeing first he's walking, then he's riding a bike. Those are both self-powered images of, you know, a bike being a little more streamlined. But then in the third progression, he's in the convertible. And so he's being driven, you know, he's in the back seat, and convertible being, you know, open heaven. So, he's being guided by the Lord. And also his dress, you know, what he's wearing. I think it is significant that you're seeing, you know, his shirt was open. And so you're seeing past maybe what's on the surface. But also his own, again, development as a leader. He's at first less professional, then a little bit more professional, and then finally in the third again stage, he's like he's got his red tie on and it's really bright. He's got his red hat on, so it's like he's fully embracing and fully walking in the identity that God has called him to, and you're called to pray for that. You're a part of that. Yeah, and then I think the one other thing that stood out was that he's making these turns, and they're right turns. He's making a right turn and another right turn. So you're watching him, you know, make these shifts or change of direction, but in the right direction.
In the right direction.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, and then, you know, the actually the most important subject in the dream is you. The dream is about you. Primarily that God is showing you ways to pray for him. And I think that you're standing on your porch has to do with this place of perspective or kind of vision that you have as you're watching this play out. And so God has gifted you with a vision and a perspective and to be able to pray for him as he goes through his turn.
Okay.
So, yeah. So how does some of that land? Does that resonate with you?
Yeah, that sounds very good. Yeah.
Great.
The one question I have is, what happened to the fourth year?
Yes. Yeah. And that is an important question. It is something the Lord often does, is he will leave us with a cliffhanger. And it causes us to pray. It causes us to seek. It causes us to ask, knock. Jesus often did this in the parables as well. Kind of leaves you with a cliffhanger. And it's, leaves us in a place where we are, going to continue to seek him. Obviously, because that's the big question that you were left with. So you're going to keep seeking him. Lord, what Amen. About that fourth year, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Okay. Very good. Cool. Thank you.
Cool. Can I say a quick blessing over you?
Please.
About that dream? So do you mind if I put my hand on your shoulder? Judy, I just bless you in your role as an intercessor and in your prayers. May God give you continued vision and guidance to see past the things that are on the surface, to see past what's on the news and in the media, to know how to pray for President Trump, to know what to pray and when to pray, and just continue to receive that that revelation from the Lord, and not just, you know, what's floating around in the public opinion, as you continue to lift him up. Mm-hmm. During his presidency. Jesus'
Very
name.
Good. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.